Healthcare, one American at a time.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, folks, again, one time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, right before the break, we were talking about a cop that was actually killed in Wisconsin, and we were talking about who's responsible for continuously letting out these reoffenders. And if that reoffender, if that offender wasn't loosed, he would have never had the opportunity to commit the crime against one of our brothers, a police officer in Wisconsin, and we're tired of it. And anyways, in saying that, now what's happening, guys, I talked about a sex offender and a murderer. I want to talk about canine killings as well, because I want you to understand where these people, these flakes, these socialists, these socialistic bureaucracies, where they're at. Now just pay attention to the mindset, okay? The Senate on Thursday unanimously approved a bill that would stiffen penalties for anyone who would intentionally kill a police dog. Okay, agreed. I mean, an assault on the king's soldier is an assault on the king himself. I understand that. That's good judgment. That's good government, right? Okay, but we're talking about animals here. What about stiffer penalties for anybody that wants to raise a gun to one of our police officers? Criminals, obviously. I go on, canine killings. Two local legislators introduced a measure after township canine Schultz was killed while trying to subdue a robbery suspect on November 30th. Targeting and killing a police dog should be viewed no less harshly than directly assaulting a police officer.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And because,
by the way, this is a socialist mindset.
So the thing that I can never bring together here is the fact that all these people that care about the animals, and I'm not against animals.
I know, but they're brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, that's socialist, the New World Order, the United Nations mind wax, the socialistic mind wax.
Yeah.
They want you to view animals as brothers and sisters.
Right.
I kid you negative. Just ask Sunstein.
Yeah. Yeah, and trees, maybe even throw the trees in there in the gardens. Yeah.
Yeah.
So these type of people that have this mentality that animals are our brothers and trees are our brothers. Now, I think we all have a common maker. God made us all, but I don't think that he put a distinction, or he put a very distinct distinction between us animals and plants. But those people that want stiffer penalties for, you know, killing police dogs and whatnot, I get it if it represents a just one who bears a sword, who takes care of justice. But this is what I don't understand. Where are the stiffer penalties for women that butcher their babies inside of their womb? Where are the stiffer penalties for rapists? These are the same people that scream, give a rapist another chance, but save a tree.
That's a choice, Jake.
Oh, it's a choice, and it's all right.
That's right.
It's
just do your best to overlook the veterans, too.
How about rapists?
I'm always here. No, I'm just...
Stiffer penalties.
No, I'm just trying to... I'd like to vindicate our side, Jake.
Yes, so you love the trees, then.
We need to protect the trees.
Protect the dogs.
Leave them alone. You know, like at the wall out in Washington, D.C., you know, the Vietnam Wall, where 58,000 women and men gave their lives for the preservation of the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. By the way, veterans, we high-five you. It wasn't your fault. It was Congress's, because the American people allowed it. It's interesting that now when you go to Washington, D.C., we have fences around trees that say keep out, do not enter. Because while we send our new men, our men and women to war, I think that the politicians are doing their job by protecting the trees. But don't worry about those 58,000 men that died for us.
We don't see them, so it's not a big deal.
Do you see what's taking precedent?
Yeah.
In the sick minds of these people, folks, they have fences around trees in Washington, D.C., protecting the trees while they're sending your kids to foreign lands.
How about fences around students that are being preyed on by teachers? I mean, do they bring up these type of issues? Do they bring up real issues that deal with real people and real defenseless situations? Or we got to talk about the lumberjacks who are sawing down trees.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you this, brother. They are criminals.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
the maximize
trees,
the penalty.
They've been up for hundreds of years, and we have no. You know what? We're not promised 10 years from now. We need to do what we can do while we have the time to do it, and we need to stop these bad people. for actually using these trees for what God created them for.
Oh, okay.
We must stop them. Are we getting into our mode?
A little bit. So do you drive a car that takes gasoline?
No, I have an electric car now.
An electric car that has this enormous battery that costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and it's squared shaped. And I don't know why, but every once in a while I get these people that drive by me and their families and they look at me like I'm some weirdo. So, I don't know. Is it my glasses or is it my hair?
Your square glasses?
Yes.
And your short haircut?
Yes.
So what do you do with the battery of that car once it's done?
Do you think they're mad at me because I have the Obama sticker on the back? I do have Obama stickers on the back of my square little lib car.
So you're a Barry supporter with a square lib car with a battery.
He's great.
To throw that in my, how are we going to dispose of this battery in your battery operated
in my
car?
My daddy,
good for the environment?
My daddy has a sticker on the back of his car too, and it says,
"You have a daddy."
Yes,
you're acknowledging that. Do you have a mommy too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have a mommy and a daddy.
Yeah, but that's not my point. It says on the back of his car, he's got a square one, too, and he's got, his glasses look like mine.
That's right.
But they say on the back of his car, it says on his sticker, it says, Veterans for Obama.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So your daddy was a veteran, and he loves Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because he really appreciates the fact that Obama's looking out for, nature.
Oh, okay.
The trees, the waters. He's protecting the animals from us.
What a wonderful
man. Oh, we need to respect them.
I need you to teach me more about this.
I'm teaching. I give thousands.
I've been all wrong about thinking about people, humanity.
I'm liberal more than in just one way, sir.
Oh, okay.
I give about $15 to these charities every year to protect the trees.
15?
Yes.
Good for you. Do they get the rest of the money?
I don't even ask for a tax exemption status.
Because
I don't agree with those churches, those Christians.
You are something else.
Yeah.
So then the other money that they have to protect the trees, where do they get that from if you're only given 15?
I don't know. We just can follow the lead. We only can follow the lead in whatever they tell us. We're certain to believe what they tell us.
Who's they? Is that Barry?
Like Obama? Yeah, we don't understand why he's going all over the world all the time talking about a new world order. I don't know what that's about, but I'm sure it's for the preservation of the animals.
I think he destroyed a little bit of nature over in Egypt when he's dropping some bombs, but I'm sure that was an accident. That probably wasn't his fault.
But
that was George Bush's fault.
What he did, it was right. It was the right thing. Because he was there to protect. It was a humanitarian effort, Jay.
What if he
need to understand that he was there to protect the little children. It had nothing to do with the rightist thing about all the oil. It had nothing to do with that at all. And it had nothing to do. And what he did do, I want to tell you, is Obama went to the United Nations. And those guys are some upright guys.
Well, they love the world.
And not only that, he also went to the Arab League and he asked those dictators if it was okay to go ahead and take out the guy that they
needed. Those are the guys that love America. They love the Constitution.
That's correct. But Obama went over there to protect the children and the wives.
Good for him.
Yes. Is there anything else you need to know?
Protecting the children?
Folks, I kid you negative. This is exactly how these sick individuals, that's why they're considered to be mentally ill, folks. Mm-hmm. They are socially sick.
Yeah.
They're sick people.
They really are. I don't even know if we consider them as such. They just are.
Let me finish that. Under their bill to protect dogs that get shot, that are police dogs, which also covers search and rescue dogs, offenders would receive a mandatory prison term of at least 5 years without parole, as well as a $15,000 fine. But folks, don't worry about the 3,700 babies a day that are being slaughtered on their supposed policies. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Right before the break, we were talking about animals and how animals receive their rights. But basically, fooling on the human life.
Yeah.
Let's protect the trees. Let's protect nature.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm trying to sort this out. I've been thinking about it since the last break.
Am I back into my mode again,
you're,
Jake?
You're really helping me understand things, and I really appreciate it, Mr. Square Glasses.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people...
I take that as a compliment.
A lot of people that, you know, I used to think were and I was in the same leagues with, you know, they really enjoy just yelling and screaming at you people, but I'm starting to think that maybe they're the ones that are wrong. Because they really don't do anything to back up their yelling and screaming.
Are you talking, kind of a victim.
You must feel like a victim.
Now, listen, I don't agree with the conservatives at all, the people that you would call the right at all.
They sure don't seem to like you. They yell a lot.
It sounds kind of backwards, right, folks? But the point is the left does what the left does because the right doesn't do anything about it, really. And, you know, even this whole, you know, we see all these problems coming up, and we just don't even know what the problem is because Obama tells us everything's okay.
You know, but we see
that the right, the conservatives, that's really all they do is just talk, and they don't really do anything about the problem. So that's why we do what we do.
Well, I don't think you should say they just talk because, I mean, they do have a lot of meetings. They generate a lot of revenue for a lot of dinners
and
social clubs. They take a lot of pictures.
Uncle Mike and Grandpa Frank.
That's right, and they do, you know, when they're yelling in their microphones, they have a lot of listeners and they have a lot of advertisers.
You know,
too.
But see what Obama does? Like when before he was voted in, he called up a bunch of us young people.
Mm-hmm.
There were 700 of us.
Square.
And we went into this big room.
Did all of you have square glasses?
He organized. Yes, we did.
Okay. 700 square glasses.
He really
glasses.
Likes who we are. We pay a lot of money to get our agendas put forth. Did I say that out loud?
So you don't just give $15 to the Tree Hugging Association. You're actually putting more money towards Mr. Barry.
Yes. And what he did is he got us young people together, and that's how he won his candidacy, is we voted him in. See,
the, so he went to the young people.
That's right.
The screaming people on the other side.
The conservative.
They don't
That's all they do is talk. They talk.
They don't go to the kids.
No, they sound like a bunch of burnt out parrots from the 70s.
Wow. Well, they do have expensive dinners. I know that.
And they all, you know what's really interesting is when you listen to conservative radio, they all have the same talking points.
Really?
I mean, they're so stupid, I think.
Do you feel that they capitulate to your viewpoint?
I think they do. They really do. Yeah,
so they're chasing after you, trying to figure out how they can win you, maybe?
Yeah, see, what they do is they talk about everything but the laws, and then they wonder why nothing changes. They keep, you know, they continuously talk about policies and, you know, well, every once in a while, you know, I got to admit that, you know, the people that represent us, they don't always tell the truth. But you know what?
But that's okay because
we still agree with them.
Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. And we notice that those that are on the right, they pretty much live out what they say they don't agree with. So they kind of hold the truth and unrighteousness, but they haven't figured that out yet.
So they're really those on the right are really only yesterday's liberals. Is that right?
Pretty much. Yeah, that Hegelian guy you were talking about, you were exactly right. But see, I don't want to talk about that too much because if you continuously talk about that, you're exposing who we are. Oh. And then the next thing we know, we're going to have another conservative, you know, bash going on about what I just got done saying.
I will say one thing. I've seen a lot of conservatives lately wearing square glasses. So with
do you like that?
Well, it looks like you're really influencing these conservatives. As a matter of fact, I'm just wondering if I could think back about 30 years ago. The liberals of 30 years ago, if they would seem conservative to conservatives now, it almost seems like I'm onto something here.
You are. Can I just show you the mindset of my people?
Yeah.
You guys would call us the left, but this is the mindset of our people. Like, we have this guy named Cass Sunstein.
Oh, okay.
He's Obama loves him, and we do too.
Does he have square glasses?
He said this. He said animals should be permitted to bring suit with human beings as their representatives.
Like lawsuits here.
Yes. To prevent violations of current law, any animals represented by human counsel who would owe guardian-like obligations and make decisions subject to those obligations on their client's behalf. So in essence, Cass, we're cheerleaders for Cass Sunstein. He believes that they should be legally represented in court if you violate an animal.
Can I ask you something?
And this is one of Obama. Mm-hmm. This is one of his czars. Didn't need to be confirmed.
What does Cass feel about then maybe, you know, having animals, having their rights?
Well, I do know. You can't say anything negative about Cass because he was a professor at Harvard.
Well, hey, I didn't say anything, especially not a professor at Harvard. But
just as long as you don't make me mad, because if you do, I'll call the media.
Uh-huh.
And me and my friends, all three of us, we'll get front page news on you. And
really?
Oh, yes.
How do you guys do that?
Like, we just call them up, and it's weird because it's like I'll just call them and I'll say, listen, they made a remark about us.
I feel threatened.
Socialists.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're just slamming whoever we slam. And you know what's funny about it is, again, the American people, they run from it. And we don't understand.
Well,
Because, you know, Hitler back in the day used to do the same thing. He used to get the massive amounts of people together because he wanted to basically make the opposition look obsolete. He wanted to ostracize them by making them look small, but the right hasn't figured that out yet.
So what you're saying is what Hitler did was good?
Oh, for us it was. For us,
so Hitler was good.
You know, he was for us.
Oh.
And all of us Christians?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it worked for us just fantabulously.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't want you mad at me. Because what I say I believe, I guess I really don't believe, because I'm not willing to take any heat for it.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have you happy with
me. Oh, no,
we have to mutually agree.
You conservatives want to maintain the peace.
That's right. I want to be peaceful.
Just let us do what we want to do. Don't interrupt our lawlessness.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a man talking about a man who walked into a room with a machine gun, and there was a man that was in that room, too. And the guy
I've heard this, but
gun,
I don't know if I believe it.
He started killing a whole bunch of people, but to keep the peace, those that were law-abiding citizens that carried guns as well, they didn't flex their power at all.
Are you talking about that social communist Stalin, Joseph Stalin, who killed 60 million Christians because he disarmed them?
Well,
is that who you're talking about?
I mean, there wouldn't be a great way to defend
oneself. Why do you
got to
be so facetious about these things? Because I know exactly what you're saying to me.
Do you feel we should defend ourselves?
No.
Or just the animals? We should defend the animals.
You know, is it individual or is it collective? Come on, it's collective.
Oh,
you know.
It's collective.
Yes.
I get you. So, yeah. Well, then we got to put our trust in the elites, and who are they? The Harvard guys,
whatever,
like Cass Sunstein,
whatever
right?
The media says, and especially, oh, You know, how ironic is this? I just looked up and I noticed that Fox News, wow, they have one of our friends there.
Guys,
he
right?
owns half of Fox.
Who's that?
He's a guy that he wants to implement Sharia law into America, and he owns half of Fox News. Maybe that's why Fox News never really goes to the throat.
Huh.
Maybe that's why they're hiring a bunch of paparazzis to throw out a bunch of inquiring minds garbage.
Mm.
Maybe
Pop
that's
culture.
Why Rupert Murdoch doesn't want anybody to know that he's really good buddies with the Arabs.
Is he good buddies with Mr. Soros? Because Mr.
He's also really good buddies with George Bush and
oh.
George Bush. Senior,
well,
but let's
sense.
Not talk about that.
But those guys are good
because
guys.
There's people on the right that really like him. Don't go there, Jake.
Where can we go then? What can I do as a conservative if I really believe in conservative values?
Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch is partnered with Saudia Prince. I'm not even going to try saying his name to launch a new 24-hour news network for the Arab world and move that which has drawn mockery from Murdoch's critics and questions from media experts. Why don't they ever hit the issues? How come they don't hit the truth, folks? Because someone could fire them if they did.
Yesterday's liberals.
We don't want to do that. We got Kevin online from Maplewood. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Are you as facetious as we are, Kevin?
Just a little bit.
All right, you go for it, bro.
Let's hear about the square cars, Kevin. What do you got?
Well, I thought it'd be a good discussion to talk about the various bumper stickers that you'll find on those little square cars.
Okay. Do you got
right?
some?
Like coexist?
No, that's possible.
Go. Like the equal sign?
Equal
yep.
rights for Christians?
Like the rainbows?
How about the Darwin fish?
Oh, that you know what?
The
Kevin, you know what? That
it.
Really, when I do see that, that really jacks me up. Because I don't know if people know this about Darwin, but he was actually on a boat going across seas to become a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I've watched documentaries on this guy before, and it's really interesting. Not to be persuaded out of what God put in my heart, because America, what God put in my heart, no devil in hell can take away. But just to understand where this guy failed, and that's where he failed, and you can see through the rest of his life, he was a depressed individual because he made the wrong choice in life, and you know what? He knows it now.
Yep.
So anyways, I don't want to take all your time, Kevin. It's your show.
Okay. That's a good point, but the one that really drives me crazy is...
Just, drives. You know, did you get that, Kevin?
Driving,
really drives
and
me
it drives
crazy,
him crazy.
And he's talking about bumper stickers on square cars. Go
that's
ahead,
right.
Kevin.
It's just the other day I actually took a picture of my cell phone. It had an Obama sticker on it. It had the Christian fish symbol with the Darwin version, and it had the regular Christian fish symbol. I know there's a proper term for that, but
confusion? You know, is that the proper term? Confusion, divided,
yeah, yeah.
messed up?
Yeah. Well, no, but it just shows the state of, you know, what the Bible speaks of, you know, the false Christianity down the stretch, you know? So.
Absolutely. Kevin, got to take
guilty.
A quick break. Thank you for your phone call. Folks, by the way, Kevin was calling from Maplewood, Minnesota. The fool has said in his heart there is no God, talking about Darwinism. Folks, not even going down that trail. Can't convince me, you're a fool for your efforts, for those that try to. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Thanks for the call, Kevin. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
I'm sitting here today with Scott Powell with Cornerstone Auto Resource in Elk River and also in Plymouth. Scott, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's a blessing to be with you here, Jake.
Now, Scott is a supporter of the Sons of Liberty, and I want him to tell us a little bit about his business. We had recently found out about Scott due to a number of different run-ins. He's been a strong supporter of ours, and we truly appreciate him, and I want him to be able to give you folks the opportunity to learn more about what he does for liberty, for our Constitution, for free enterprise, and also for the liberty that Christ assures to everyone who believes on his name.
Well, let me start with just saying that we've been in business here in Elk River for about 25 years as Elk River Ford Dodge Jeep. A number of years ago, probably seven, God entered into our hearts, and we committed our business to the Lord. And things really started to change for us. Rather than being selfish leaders, we became servant leaders. It's a wonderful transition when God grabs you and starts to talk to you, and you open yourself up to His spiritual eyes, His spiritual ears to move forward with. We have been involved and engaged in changing the marketplace for business owners. Would love to talk to anybody about that as well. So we became Cornerstone Auto Resource. And the resource part of it is that even if we don't have your automotive needs here covered by either Ford or Kia or Chrysler or Jeep or Dodge, any of those product lines, we're happy to help you in the purchase that you get to, whether it be new or used, in doing the research for you. We're happy to share whatever information we can with you.
Scott, can you tell the listeners why you're a supporter of the Sons of Liberty? I mean, there's a lot of good causes out there right now, a lot of nonprofits, a lot of churches, but you chose specifically to support this organization and also to support us being on the radio. Can you share with our listeners why?
Well, Jake, I'm going to say that the Lord puts good people together, and in our path came the Sons of Liberty, and I am honored to be part of that as well. Very much believe in what Bradley is doing out there on the road and around the country here, And as I look at why we came together, I believe it is because it is the youth that we really need to work on. It is what is going on with the youth. My wife and I have just had a young daughter. We have two boys. And quite frankly, we homeschool for the purpose of making sure that our kids get the right information that they deserve to have. And it starts with God. And that is hard to find. In fact, it's probably impossible to find in the public school realm. We are so blessed to be able to have these youngsters and to train them up to be and equip them to be servants and leaders for God.
You know, I appreciate that, and very well said. And you know what else? I appreciate interviewing a lot of folks that are supporters on the air, because the interview isn't just, you know, why do you support us and what does your company do? It turns into good airtime. I mean, folks need to hear that there's more business owners out there that are ethical, they're smart, they're sharp, they're on the top of their game, but they're Christians. And they're not just Christians, I mean, because I understand everybody's a Christian. You know, most Christians, I had a business owner once tell me he dreads going to the bank with checks that have fishes on them, because those checks generally bounce. Now, he was saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the fact is when you can back it up with a reputation that I know you have in Elk River and now you're developing in Plymouth, I want to be a part of that. And all of our auto needs in this ministry will continue to go to Elk River for that very nature. So, folks, when you pick up a car at Elk River Cornerstone Auto Resource or in Plymouth, you're actually sowing into the Sons of Liberty. You're sowing into America. You're sowing into the values that you and I hold dear, which is why you tune into it. And we need to stick together. And I truly believe that. It's important for us to support each other as we support liberty, as we support the name of Christ, and as we support each other in this nation. For the golden rule, you should love your neighbor as yourself. Scott, you help your community a great deal. Can you give one example? I know that at certain times I'll come into the dealership and there'll be a lot of people out in your parking lot. Can you kind of explain how you reach out to your community directly here? Just one of the ways. I know there's many.
Well, we have set up our location as a food distribution location here in Elk River. We're looking to do the same in Plymouth.
Any closing words or comments that you may have for our listeners, Scott?
I guess I would like to say that if there are any needs or any way that we could, as a company or me personally, support anybody out there in the business world that is looking to turn their business to God and to feel the peace that He brings when you do, please contact me. Personally, I'm happy to get involved in any way I can.
Thank you for joining us today, Scott. That was Scott Powell with Cornerstone Auto Resource, where Christ is their cornerstone. Join the Sons of Liberty and make them your auto resource with two convenient locations in Elk River, right on Highway 10, and in Plymouth on 494 and Rockford Road. View their inventory at cornerstoneautoresource.com. That's cornerstoneautoresource.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to put a scenario to you. What would you think of a judge who overlooked all of the crimes against you and your family had they been committed? He allows your family to be ransacked, your sisters to be raped, your goods to be stolen, and your father to be killed, possibly. This happens all day in America, folks. On the day the criminal appears in court, they stand before the judge, and after hearing all of their crimes committed against you and your family, you find to your amazement that the judge looks down upon them from his bench and pronounces judgment unto them in this fashion, if you want to call it judgment. I'm having a pretty good day today, and because I'm having a good day, I'm just going to overlook your offenses towards these people. You're free to go. By the way, have a good day. America, how would this scenario make you feel? I know it'd make me feel indignant, to say the least. What makes a good judge is the fact that he upholds the law. He executes judgment in such a manner that criminals will never again have the opportunity to commit such heinous crime against anyone's family. So it is with the God of heaven. Listen to what the Word of God declares in Nahum 1, verse 2 through 9. The first thing it says is, the goodness of God is revealed unto us. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries. He reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. He will not overlook their crimes, regardless if they think they got away with it or not. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Listen carefully. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry and dries up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before the Lord's indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by God. The Lord is good. Isn't that awesome?
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Psalm 9:16 that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Folks, for those that don't have hope, I want you to have hope. Because you need to understand, like David prayed, Lord, they have forsaken thy law. It is time for you to work. I also want to say this because I want to put the precept back in your hand. What are the righteous to do when the foundations are gone? Work. There's your answer. Work. Hope is found in what... In the results of what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him, but with an overflowing flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. His enemies, folks. Do you know that the Bible says, had they known that they would have, when they crucified the Lord of glory, they would have done it had they known the result. Because that is the power of Christ. The cross. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up. I love this. The second time. God will deal with you the first time, criminals. Not, he won't allow it to go a second term. Don't contend with God. It's not a good place to put yourself. But what do people want to do in America? They want to avoid the punishment of sin. They even want to resist it and defend their sin. And they shall succeed as well as the dog that bites into the spine of a porcupine.
He's not going to succeed.
It's awesome stuff. Amen. You can run, but you cannot hide has meaning. Numbers 32:23. By the way, folks, if you do want to know who we are, you just tuned in. This is the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please check out my Facebook, Bradley Dean, on Facebook. That's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. Again, that's Bradley Dean on Facebook. Check it out. If you're normal, maybe we can talk. But if you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, do hook up with me. I don't care where you're at.
I'm just thinking of the fact that it's awesome to be a child of God. And I wonder a lot of people that out there labor, and they labor, as we talked about earlier, the libertarians, the people that believe in liberty, limited government.
Can I say something, Jake? Just got a thought here, and I want to interject right before you start that point. Why is it back in the 50s, if you wanted to put music on the radio, it was all gospel music?
It's all people would buy. It's all people would tolerate.
What was established at that point that those people were liberated and strong?
Justice.
We don't need to speak about our strength. It'll speak for itself.
That's right, our morality.
That's right. Why is it that you hear people make reference to, well, I'm a Christian, but they stop right there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, educate the people.
Yeah.
Hosea 4:6 says, people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. Give them knowledge. And by the way, if you keep that into context, he said, if you forget my law, I'll forget your children. What do you see happening, folks? He didn't forget his children because there's those that are keeping the law.
That's right.
And by the way, it says in Proverbs 28, those that keep the law contend with such that forsake the law. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yep.
So in saying that, Jake, why is it that people make reference to it, or we hear this? Just like I said at the beginning of the show, Michael Perkis said, where do rights come from before you put them in a position to serve you, America? If they say not from God, tell them to, as the East Coaster said, shut up. Why is that so important?
Anymore.
Yeah. Why is that not your main focal? Because, folks, if they don't fear God, they sure as heck don't fear you.
That's right.
But you find the man of God that fears God, he ain't going to fear you. He's going to love you, and he's going to tell you the truth.
You got it. And you think about George Washington, who said, the propitious, favorable smiles of heaven, this is where we get to the root of it, can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. They have a discrepancy with the Lord of heaven.
No question about it. We'll be right back. You're wonderful. You're the best.
Boy, gee, thanks.
You're long-winded, though, brother. I mean, that was... Why do you got to talk so long? Why is it always you guys just got to take the reins?
Well,
in this
course
all the time.
Right.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Spanish folks in Arizona protesting. They're protesting the attorney general there. They're calling him a Nazi. Turn it up. They're calling him a Nazi.
For?
They're calling him a racist. Where are they getting these words? Now they're singing, "Yes, we can." Yes, we can.
I've heard that before. Where is that again?
Where are they learning all this protest, this revolution? This is, folks, this is provocateurs coming from the White House protesting your own people. This is a bunch of Spanish people that are calling the officials there that are taking a stance against illegal immigration, indoctrination into public schools.
Those that have broke
they want to teach their kids the promotion, the overthrow of the U.S. government. This attorney general said no. That's why they're promoting him, calling him a racist and a Nazi. And then they begin to shout, "Yes, we can." They call him a liar, and then they say, "You're going to hell." Because he said, "You're not going to come into our public schools and teach or promote the overthrow of the United States government." This is Spanish people in Arizona, folks. They want to promote resentment towards a race or a class of people, which namely be you, White folks.
White American?
Yes.
Oh.
Are designed primarily for pupils of a particular ethnic group, advocate ethnic solidarity instead of treating pupils as individuals. They're teaching their kids to be racist towards the American people, and because this attorney general stood up and said, you're not doing that in our public schools in Arizona, the Spanish people got together and began to call him, listen carefully, America, this is coming directly from the White House, abomination. They are calling them Nazis for not letting them do what they want to do. They're calling our officials, our statespeople, Nazis and racists. And they are shouting, yes, we can. They are calling the people that are standing up for the American Constitution liars, and they're also telling those that stand for their country, you're going to hell. America, they're shouting, the Spanish people in Arizona are shouting at the Attorney General, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Who are they?
Who's your daddy?
Who are they at war with, America? Huh. Interesting. Just thought I'd share that. Oh, folks, for those that thought it was just George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr. that were talking about the New World Order, you might want to get in the mix, folks, because Obama is all about a New World Order. This is the guy that calls us a Muslim nation. This is the guy that goes to the Arab League and asks for permission from them before attacking Gaddafi. He's the guy that went to the corrupt United Nations to ask permission while he backhanded your Congress and he backhanded you, the people that represent the power given to the Congress. Folks, they are testing the American people to see how far they can go with you before you begin to mean what you say. That's what they're doing. And for those that think the word New World Order is a conspiracy, you might want to wake up and smell the coffee. Play that piece by George Bush real quick, please. This is Daddy Bush, for all you Bush ignoramuses.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a New World Order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
The UN founders. The now, UN's let me take you founders. A step back, folks. George Bush Sr. said over 202 times from the presidential pulpit, a new world order. Now, for those that don't know who his daddy is, you might want to do some homework because he illegally funded Hitler's war. For those that didn't know. And then George Bush Jr. was called into question about a new world order after 9/11. And there were people in the government that were beginning to say, out of this chaos, George Bush could bring in a new world order. By the way, Obama's singing the same song, folks. Who's creating the chaos is the question.
Who's keeping
it? Hello? Hello? By the way, if you would like to know a little bit more about how they are updating their moves, their advancements, the Justice Department just put up on their website, they took down red, white, and blue, but you know what they did put up? They got a new quote. Do you want to hear the new quote? The common law is the will of mankind, issuing from the life of the people. That is Satanism. From A to Z, that is humanism, and it is dangerous because they call the shots. By the way, the quote is from C. Wilfred Jenks, who in the 1930s was a leading proponent of the international law movement. Hello! Hello! Which had its goal to impose a global common law, which is not law at all, it's lawlessness, and which backed global workers' rights. This is the new motto on the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., America. They took down your flag. But no, that conspiracy theory.
Not in America.
Them nut jobs. Them nut jobs, man. We heard nuts.
The crazy.
Oh, the crazies. You know,
hiding in bunkers.
The crazies. All the people that have been doing the warning over the last 40 years are being vindicated day after day.
You know, that Jeremiah guy in the Bible, he was crazy. He was one crazy Hebrew. I mean, for him to talk about
these
sort of things. Come on.
I can't believe it.
You're weakening your nation, Jeremiah. Oh, no. Is that Babylon coming? Why? Because of our immorality and our sin that we refuse to repent from?
Dude, don't tell us we're going to be attacked by a foreign nation, said the man to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And then throw him the bread of affliction. Throw him in jail. And then all of a sudden, Zedekiah sends his servants over and said, hey, Jeremiah,
we're going to
be attacked by a foreign nation. What's going on there?
Yeah.
No hope for you anymore, guys. You didn't want to listen on the upper hand. Mm-hmm. You thought it was a joke. You thought everything was okay. You're on the Titanic and you can't see the water surfacing. No big deal. Keep partying. I'll have another drink. Keep playing games.
Build another stadium.
Hey,
Vikings
folks,
need a stadium.
Just ignore it because it'll go away, and it surely will.
Yeah.
I want to make one more point. Did you want to make a point?
I'm just thinking about in the
Constitution. Okay, good. I'll make my last
where
point.
Where in the world is the new world order? I'm trying to find that.
I can tell you in scripture where it says it.
I mean, ensure domestic tranquility sounds domestic. I mean, that sounds within our borders. The Constitution, Congress has authority in those areas, but I can't find the new world
we'll
order.
We'll certainly, and
the
we will,
of the
said George Bush, and we will.
So the vision of the founders,
and
I thought he was going to talk about our founding fathers, but we're talking about the vision of the founders of the UN.
Yes.
And that has to do with our government, where, how. I guess it doesn't.
Didn't that guy, Adolf Hitler, he talk about a new world order all the time?
A world order.
Wow.
And guess who was going to run that world order? It was him!
They will.
Wow!
Didn't Roosevelt back in the 30s say that there's people that want a new world order and they're dangerous? He said they're dangerous. And what do they have to do? They have to create chaos to bring in a new order. Oh! What's going on?
Who controls that order?
Oh!
Well, George Bush said it would be the rule of law, so he must certainly be directing his
Obama
box
is talking
God?
About a new world order, folks. Before he was the president. Oh, this is also the guy that said there's 57 states in our union.
Yeah, 57. I've been traveling a lot.
But you know what? If he said so...
It must be those square glasses they're seeing double for him.
And by the way, it's just not the left that are cheerleading Obama. It's those that are complaining and doing nothing about Obama.
Yeah, with no action.
And his administration.
You're only encouraging, right?
Yes.
Actually, you encourage more by not taking action.
You do. Absolutely. Matthew Henry, he's a great commentator. Just to put it into perspective real quick. You know, we always hear this, that Jesus, you know, he went to the poor. Well, Matthew Henry said, to whom was he to preach? To the poor? To those that were poor in this world? To those that were poor in spirit? To the meek and humble? To those who were truly sorry for breaking God's law and putting Christ up on the cross? Isn't that interesting?
There's the poor.
When he speaks of the brokenhearted, he doesn't mean those unhappy people whose hearts are aching because they've been jilted by a sweetheart. But those who are contrite, they're sorry, like Peter and Isaiah, sorrowing over their sin, that they put the Christ on the cross. Matthew Henry said of these poor, for he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those who were troubled and humbled for sins, and to bring the rest who were very heavy laden and the burden of guilt and corruption. Interesting. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It's different than what your emotions
poor
would tell
in
you.
Scripture means when you are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean you're broke.
Isn't it?
It's an issue of the heart, not your pocketbook.
And it also translates into the difference between justice and social justice. Oh, we have to help minority groups. No, the law protects them equally, just like it protects everybody else. We don't cater ourselves.
Are you a constitutionist?
Well,
folks, thanks for putting up with us this week. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We will talk at you next week. We love you by what we do and what we say, but we have to walk the talk. We'll talk to you next week. Again, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm stepping out again.
That was great. Good step up.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.